This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHARS Sunday broadcast for the 27th of March, 2022. Barry, VK5BW, is slowly making progress, recovering from a stroke he had recently. We wish him all the best and hope for a full recovery soon. Our secretary, Glenn, VK5GLM, is taking over looking after the repeater networks. He has a similar technical background to Barry, and Barry will be able to school him up on the repeater network. I've put together the calendar for 2022 after having enough responses to my call for people to put a hand up to do presentations at general meetings. Thank you if you're one of these people. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour, can be radio and electronic subjects or general interest topics. I emailed out a PDF file of the 2022 calendar on Thursday the 24th of March. If you did not get this, then I do not have a current email address for you. Please send your email address to philstore@adam.com.au. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 8th of April at 12 noon, and the next social gathering at the Shack will be on Saturday the 9th of April at 9 a.m. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the Shack on the four Saturdays soon. I've had some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One or two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the Shack. Pat tells me there are five Saturdays in April, and this means we can have a fifth Saturday brunch at the Shack on that day, the 30th of April. This could well be our last such event at that venue. We have one promising venue as a replacement for the Shack, but we're still negotiating for it and other sites. I noticed at the general meeting not everyone put their name on the attendance register. This is important. This covers us for our public liability insurance, which this year has cost over $400 and is necessary coverage for our use of the venue. It is with sadness that I must report that John Jenner, VK5KJJ, is now a silent key. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe. Stay away from COVID. Phil Store, VK5SRP.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. First up this week is a reminder that our home brew competition is again a feature of this year's annual convention, and we would love you to enter a project that you might have built. Don't be shy either, as we are very happy to receive entries of a very simple nature, perhaps a first-time project, as well as any of the highly sophisticated ones from the more expert builders. Full details of the convention are on our website at serg.org.au, that's serg.org.au, on the Convention 2022 page. Talking of conventions, it would be interesting to see what changes, if any, that the new state government may make to our rules for COVID. Irrespective, our club is still holding meetings on air rather than face-to-face, although we will probably resume face-to-face meetings soon for the activity nights, as it's quite a challenge to come up with topics for an on-air session that do not require the use of some sort of visual aids, whether that be PowerPoint or just a blackboard. We have had a couple of quiz nights which were a bit of fun and seemed to keep members interested, but there's only so much that can be done with a quiz. We have a number of members lined up to do presentations on various topics, but their subjects are best reserved for face-to-face meetings. We now have another weather balloon chaser in our ranks. Andrew, VK5MAS, has now received his Raspberry Pi mini computer and the relevant dongle, which is now programmed up and ready to track balloons. Andrew has already chased and found a couple of them using the data from other members' trackers. We now have 5 or 6 members involved, but most only chase the balloons when they are going to land within an hour or so's driving range. It can be quite a challenge to find them if the balloon lands in bushland, or even worse, a pine plantation, and of course, if it lands on private property, permission must be gained from the owner before venturing onto their land. Most are happy to give permission and are even grateful to see the remnants picked up to ensure that stock do not get tangled up in the tether lines or worse, try to eat the remains. Most are completely unaware of the fact that these balloons can and do land all over the place. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les VK5KLD with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night, we had a very impressive lecture and presentation by Joe VK5WU. And he did it over the Zoom system, and a lot of us were in the hall there watching his presentation, as well as a number of people attending on Zoom. So, Joe's presentation was in the form of a lecture video, and it was all about his experiences during his lifetime of writing software for amateur radio in logging programs, satellite comms, and various contesting and FT8 programs as well. And it was excellently illustrated with lots of examples of the programs that he developed. So everyone was very impressed with this presentation, so thanks very much, Joe. And after the lecture, those of us in the hall, we enjoyed coffee, tea and muffins all round, and they were really good, so thanks to Tony for all those muffins. Now, the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday, the 8th of April, and the next Tech Night will be on Friday, the 22nd of April. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but in April there are 5 Fridays. So I must send an email to Sir Lunchalot and request that he go out and organise a lunch for us on that day. And just a reminder that the Coffee Corona Club Net is still going every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater, ably presented by the barista, Phil, VK5SRP. And then we all toddle over to the Real Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m, the F Troop gathers on the link repeater system, and that's conducted by the officer in charge, VK5FBIC Tony. So come along and join in the chat. Well, that's all for this week. 73's good DX and stay safe. This is Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.